While it's fun to look at history in books or in films, it's actually electric, is the best word to use, when you get to physically see it, touch it, be surrounded by it. And that's certainly possible with all the preservation efforts of structures that have been made all throughout New Jersey as well as the country. Unfortunately, those efforts don't always succeed, and physical history is then lost forever. My next guest is with us to discuss a historic structure in Bergen County, New Jersey, which is now endangered of being torn down and becoming a past memory as opposed to a present piece of history. Here with the story and details what actions can be taken and are is Joanne Young. Good morning, Joanne.
Good morning. It's great to be here. It's so exciting to be working on this project because the deeper you dig into the stories behind the house, the more fascinating it becomes.
Well, let's start with the foundation, pardon the bad pun there, but what we're talking about the Atwood Blauvelt Mansion. Talk about where it is and the significance of it.
Sure. The Blauvelt Mansion is on Kinderkamack Road on the Oradell and Emerson border. It is a magnificent-looking 110-foot-wide, 70-foot-deep wooden shingle house in the French chateau style with turrets, approximately 25 rooms, a large 15-foot-deep porch with terraces at each end, and a stone parapet wall. The lawn in front of the house is 1,000 feet in width and 500 feet deep, running down to Kinderkamack Road. That's a total of 4.2 acres, and the last open space like this in Bergen County.
And this is a structure which has been recognized by the historical societies of New Jersey, I believe, as a location that was endangered, and rightfully so, which is why we have you here this morning, because it is indeed maybe more endangered than it has ever been in the past 5 years.
That's correct. We got it on that list in 2011, and, it called attention to our cause, but it didn't really help us that much. The property is now owned by a nursing home association called Care One, and they would like to build a big nursing home on the front of the lawn, or on the lawn in front of the house. And, of course, historically speaking, that would destroy the historic value of the house because that's what we want to save it the way it looked in 1896 when it was built. And so Care One went to the zoning board. I'm jumping around a little bit. Actually, sure. The owner, Jeff Wells, had tried to put a catering facility on the front and was quickly denied by our zoning board. But Care One went to them, and they wanted to build this 120-bed unit. And the zoning board just felt that was inappropriate, too large, and not particularly needed. The zoning board approved a 32-bed facility, knowing probably full well that that would not be financially feasible. So at that time, in I think it was 2009, Care One did walk away and put the plans on hold. And it wasn't until this December, actually December 3rd, we heard that there was going to be a meeting at the mansion where this group of people would start to look at the utility hookups, and they, which would be pre-demolition. And that just, put us into action full force because we knew that now the moment of truth had arrived when Care One was absolutely thinking about demolishing this building. Fortunately, we turned out a crowd of people there, a lot of volunteers. We put change.org, got thousands of signatures. We got a new website on Facebook called, Save Blauvelt Mansion, and, thousands of people responded there. So the town took action, and Mayor Murray and our new mayor, she was not the mayor then, went to a meeting with Care One, and they did promise that they would not demolish the facility until they had more meetings, which should take place in the next few months. So we have hope for the first time in, you know, many years that this project can, you know, go to fruition and that we can save this important mansion.
Oh, Joanne Young about the current state of affairs regarding the Blauvelt Mansion in Bergen County. Again, they have a Facebook page. We have a link to that. There's a change.org petition. We have a link to that as well over at issuesandideasradio.com. And some would say, Joanne, that having the small or even maybe slightly larger, if it's business feasibility that Care One's concerned about, facility on the front part of the property and preserving the structure in the back part and some sort of separation or maybe even an incorporation of both facilities together in some way, shape, or form might be the happy compromise all out of all this.
Well, you know, at this point, we are really not willing to compromise, but honestly, you know that if somebody said it's demolition or compromise, I'm afraid we would all have to compromise. But we have hope that the town, the county, you know, private funders will be able to pull together the money that Care One is demanding. And you see, that's a question, you know, about it, too. They want $5 million. Hopefully it hasn't gone up. It has been escalating. You know, like I think in 2007, the price was $2 million. And then in 2012, it was $5 million. And we're hoping that it's holding at that. It's not so much that they have that much money in the purchase of the mortgage, because they only paid, you know, like 2.7 for the mortgage, but they want to include the legal fees, and they have been large. You know, their legal fees doubled the price, and they want the town or the people to pay for that. So we're hoping that we can pull that together and pay that money and have the property with the lawn untouched. But as you say, you know, we have to be willing to compromise in some way. It would be a shame, though, if you drive down Kinderkamak Road and you see this stately mansion and the huge rolling lawn in front of it, you really don't want it to change. And I can only see it changing for the better, you know, with wonderful gardens and stone walkways and, you know, hopefully designed by Rutgers College, you know, architecture people. But it could be really beautiful in that way that, you know, nobody can build a house like that today.
Well, that's the other side of the coin then, I guess, Joanne. Has there been a presentation? Is there a business plan, for lack of a better phrase, in development that you could take to the town council or county organization or even local politicians for support to say, if the property remained intact, and we have the financial backing, which I read there was an Oradell resident who's pledged $1 million to go toward buying the house, and we could come up with this idea to run it as a historical center, historical society, not just for the specific town, but maybe open it up for Bergen County history, make it a revenue producer, as cold-hearted or as mechanical as that might sound. Would that be a way to make it a more winning situation for your cause?
Yes, you know, since 2007 when we started to work on this project, and when we met Professor Dinesh Kashla, who has, you know, said that he's good for $1 million on this property, and the Bellis family, whose ancestors owned the Blauvelt Mansion, they are willing to put in almost that amount of money, too. We've had some money available. We had a $1 million grant that the town was able to get towards this, and we had a bare-bones business plan in which we spelled out that it would be a nonprofit foundation center and there would be rent paid and that it would be, you know, a center, a community center for the town of Oradell, no longer free. I mean, you couldn't have all of your meetings and weddings and galas there free, but it would be income, providing. And so we have this, and we're fleshing it out, but the town hasn't asked for that yet, you know, because we're not at that place where it looks like this is going to happen, that somebody's going to purchase it. But we are so ready. We can move into this business plan and have something on the table for them, you know, very, very soon.
Well, that's certainly good to hear, too. And for you listening, we have the links over at our website, issuesandideasradio.com, for the respective Facebook page and change.org page regarding the Belleville Mansion. Lend your voice to this, because certainly business does have a value in every community and every desire and every design, if it's serving a purpose of supply, of answering a need. But history has, at least to me, a greater value, because a business can always relocate and be developed elsewhere. Once history is gone, it becomes a memory in faded photos and becomes, well, not as valuable as when it's standing and can be used to inspire, teach, and connect the present and the future with the value of the past. You can learn more about the efforts to save the Belleville Mansion and how you can get involved at their Facebook page, as well as through their change.org petition. And if you're in Bergen County, if you have just an overall concern, keep an eye for when meetings are coming about and if and when any events related to this preservation cause take place. And lend your time, lend your care, lend your support to them, because it's one of those things where if you think I should have, but I can't, and you don't, and it's gone, there's no second chance to bring back what's taken away in this fashion. We've been talking this morning about a little historical preservation awareness in Bergen County with Joanne Young. Joanne, thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you so much for asking.